So anyway, you feel like you've got a handle on it.
I can blow you off the stage,
blow
Chris.
Me off the stage. I'm in trouble. Hey, welcome my very good friend, Mr. Jim Page.
Hey, Ron. How are you, man? That's Ron right down there in the front. We go way back to the University of Washington days. That's right. Playing on the lawn. That's what I did anyway. Have I got microphone on the guitar and the guitar? I love folk life. I look forward to this thing every year. You might not think it to look at me. I might not look like somebody that looks forward to folk life. I might not look like somebody that looks forward to anything. I might look like one of those people that wanders around mumbling at parking meters and hanging from lampposts after dark doing my pull-ups and chin-ups and stuff in the lampposts after dark in Ballard, up and down Ballard Avenue. I might look like one of those people that stand at the bus stops but never get on. But I look forward to folk life. I love folk life. I'm on the Folk Life album. You know, there's a 2007 Live at Folk Life album that they made as a CD. I still call them albums because you know why? Because they are albums. I still call them records, in fact, because you know why? Because they are recordings. That's right. Somebody had to record it to get it on the CD. Call me old-fashioned. So I love folk life. And Utah Phillips. I remember meeting the Utah Phillips the first time at the University of Washington. Can I have a little bit more vocal in the monitor? I don't know what I was doing, but he was doing a concert of some kind in the Hub Ballroom. Oh, I know what I was probably doing. I was probably trying to crash his stage, because that's what I did. I crashed everybody's stage. Give me 30 seconds and I'll take 5 minutes. That was me. So I went there figuring, I don't know who this Utah Phillips guy is, but he's got to take a break sometime, and I'll play during his break, or I'll play before he gets on or something. And there he was. A little bit more voice in the monitor, please, so I know what I'm doing. They're kind of pointed behind my head, so, you know. And he was sitting out there, and there we go, sitting out there in the lobby, smoking a roll-up cigarette, probably top. Probably would be top. That's the hobo's favorite, or, you know, the one that comes in the little pouch. Somebody introduced me to him, and we had a little conversation, and I remember him saying that if given the opportunity, he could turn a bar into a classroom. And I kind of knew what he was talking about, because I played in a lot of bars, and I knew that if you played your cards right, and you got right into people's heads, and you became one of them, you did not distance yourself or talk down or feel superior in some kind of way, that you could get them to, like, come over to your side a little bit, and you could go over to their side a little bit, and you could calm everything down, and you could get a story going, and everybody would learn something. And I think that's what he meant. We would run into each other after that from time to time over the years. I remember I was up at the Vancouver Folk Festival doing a round robin sort of thing on the stage there, and with Ramblin' Jack Elliott and somebody else, and there was Utah Phillips in the background pushing the baby carriage. And I said hello to him, and he said hello to me, and then life goes on, and we got to be better friends. We wind up running into each other more often. Things like the Sisters of the Road benefit the winter folk down there in Portland. That's right. Sisters of the Road, that's right. And we began to understand each other better, because he's from the Korean War era and I'm from Vietnam. And he went over there and he was in that fog, and I did other things. I was landlocked. I was landbound. I was on the run here, stateside. Different generations, same mindset in some ways. And now there he is in Nevada City. Slowed down a lot, but he's still there. He's still all there, but he's slowed down. And so we're doing this. We're doing this so that we can celebrate what somebody like that might actually stand for and might actually have stood for and have sung for, so that it will not die. You know, to me, I don't know about anybody else, but to me, there is an afterlife, but the afterlife is amongst us. The afterlife isn't someplace else. We are the afterlife for somebody who goes. We take their inspiration and their ideas on, and we internalize them amongst ourselves, and we carry it on. And somebody, whoever they are, they get bigger. So we are creating an afterlife for this train of thought right now, this river of music, this river of labor, people's work, this river of song. So I'm going to sing a few songs. I've talked enough. And maybe it'll help just to be another little current in the river of song and the river of thought. Building where I lived alone, I met an old man on the stairs as he paused to catch his breath there. His face was drawn and pale, his hand was clenched to grip the rail. He had a long way to go, and his name was Mr. Ondo. I offered him my helping hand, my steady legs to help him stand. My room's upstairs and straight ahead. I'm not feeling very well, he said. We reached the door, he turned the key. He turned around to look at me, and I saw myself in years to come. Thank you, he said. I said, you're welcome. And we all have so far to go. Oh, don't we, Mr. Ondo? Passed by and all too soon, there came another afternoon when I was home alone once more with someone rapping at my door. It was Mr. Ondo, looking well, holding out a dollar bill. As so eagerly he bowed his head, this is for your health, he said. I refused, but he would not relent, and then I saw how much it meant. A dollar for the man inside, for that was how he wore his pride. And pride is all that you've got left when they've all gone and you've been left at home alone in the winter's chill. So I took his dollar bill. And we all have so far to go, don't we, Mr. Ondo? Never saw him after that. The place was sold and that was that, and we all had to pack up and leave, and he's passed on, I do believe. But sometimes when all is said and done, and I see myself in years to come, I think how fragile is humanity. I hope someone does the same for me. Cause we all have so far to go. Oh, don't we, Mr. Ondo? He was saving my work and it wasn't mine. Utah was and remains a firm believer in nonviolence. He is a pacifist. I myself believe, I myself think that the use of force in defense is justified. Not in offense, but in defense. I'm sorry, that's where I am. I think when they come into your neighborhood and your home and your people, you have the right to, like Malcolm X used to say, by whatever means necessary, defend yourself. So I have not done that, but Utah does and did. And for anybody that thinks that nonviolence or pacifism is safe, a little glimpse at history will open that door, and it's not necessarily safe. It's sometimes quite dangerous, in fact. And I'd like to sing a song now that that talks about a young woman from Olympia, Washington, who was a nonviolent pacifist activist and went to Palestine. Her name was Rachel Corrie, and she went to Palestine, and she stood in front of the home of a Palestinian pharmacist to keep it from being bulldozed by an American-made Caterpillar tractor. American-made and American-militarized Caterpillar tractor, and it ran her over and killed her. And to this day, justice has not been done, but then what else is new? So I will do this song also for all of us who are here today. This is called I'd Rather Be Dancing, because that's what Rachel said to her mother. She said, I would rather be dancing than doing this. I'd rather be dancing to Pat Benatar than doing this. But until I feel like I have made some sort of concrete difference to these people, I am going to keep this up. So this is called I'd Rather Be Dancing. Never stand idly by and watch while the bullies beat up on the weaker ones. I had to do something to try, and I never gave up on people that we could be better somehow. Morality's compass, you gave it to me, and I still follow it now. Well, I couldn't stop thinking about it. No, I couldn't get it out of my mind. The pictures, the stories, the plight of the people in the occupied Palestine, and how my government makes me complicit with the political aid that they send. So I packed up my bags and I headed to Rafa to work with the ISM. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing and falling in love. But if I can just watch from a distance, then what am I made of? Mama, these people are so good to me. They treat me like a one of their own. They feed me and see to my needs. They let me sleep in their homes. And Papa, their lives are so hard. The gunshots every night. The roadblocks, the strip searches, humiliations. Papa, it just isn't right. Well, I can feel my privilege around me. It's there in my American face. I could wave my passport around like a flag, and I would be safe in this place. For these child soldiers of Israel, they look like the boys back home. And if it wasn't for American money, they'd have to leave these people alone. And I'd rather be dancing, dancing to Pat Benatar. Oh, but somebody has to do something about it, and here we are. The tractors are coming today. They're like tanks with bulldozer blades. The name on the side says Caterpillar, and that means they're American made. Well, I am American too, and I'll be where everybody can see. So if they want to run over those houses today, they're going to have to run over me. Well, it's dangerous taking a stand, but it's dangerous running away. And sometimes you have to face up to the danger. There is just no other way. For there are such beautiful dreams I have seen in the eyes of a child. And if I can just make one little difference, then I think my life is worthwhile. And I'd rather be dancing. Instead, I'm saying goodbye. We'll meet again when it's over, don't cry. And I'd rather be dancing, and surely we'd all rather be. And someday we'll dance in the world that's peaceful and free. Thank you. How much time do I have, Chris? 4 more minutes? Okay, cool. All right. Well, I think Utah Phillips and everybody here would agree that we Americans are a great people. It's just that we have been disconnected from our potential, and we have not been allowed to associate with each other freely and to love each other as politically, constructively as we should. And as we actually have within us to do. And we are actually, by the way, legally obliged to do this. Okay? We are legally obliged. My country has been stolen and I ain't lying down. I'm gonna make a lot of noise. I'm gonna spread it all around. I will not be the meek one, sit back and bite my tongue. I dare somebody to tell me not to sing this song. Cause these are some big words that we all learned in school. Words to build a country by or give notice to a fool. I took the liberty to rhyme them all the easier to sing. Maybe it'll help to make the pendulum swing. Cause this is my declaration, it's your declaration too. So let's live up to it and see what we can do. Yeah, let's go see what we can do. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that means that everyone can see that we are all created equal. That means that you are just like me, with certain unalienable rights, and that means that they are ours to keep, like a life, liberty, and happiness. Oh, don't it make you want to weep? Now, to secure these rights, we institute our governments. They get their powers from us. They govern by our consent. And should any one of them become destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish them. This isn't my declaration. It's your declaration, too. That's what it says. So let's live up to it and see what we can do. Yeah, let's go see what we can do. When in the course of human events, the time has finally come, beware you bandit governments, your race has almost run. These words were written more than 200 years ago. Catching up with history, it moves so slow, it moves so slow. Governments should not be changed for light or transient cause, but when abuse and usurpations become the rule of law, it is the right, it is the duty of the people to respond. As us to throw off such a government and move on, move on. This is my declaration, it's your declaration too. So let's live up to it and see what we can do. Cause this is my declaration, it's your declaration too. So let's live up to it see what we can do. Yeah, let's go see what we can do.